Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. Toward the Goal, Philippians 3, 13 and 14. Forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. If you've ever been involved in a race at any level, today's verses likely make sense to you. When our boys were in high school, they were passionate about track and cross country. Each step of the race drew them further from the start line and closer to the finish line. Imagine the absurdity of the runner blazing around the track while looking back at the steps behind him. It seems silly or even ridiculous to imagine. A runner has one primary goal, the finish line. Their eyes and their whole body focus on completing the race. As Christians, we too are running a race, but our race is a bit different, isn't it? Like a runner, there are parts of our race that are exciting and so positive, but then you take a turn and the challenges and fatigue can roll over you. A friend recently said that the track of our lives is less like an oval and more like an octagon with sudden sharp turns along the way. During this time of reflecting on 2017, you may have things you would have changed, things you wish wouldn't have happened, or decisions you'd like to reverse. Certainly that reflection is good and helpful if we use these as opportunities to learn and grow. But the guilt of some of our past year can also weigh us down. Now is the time to strain toward what is ahead, not with a numb callousness regarding those sins that stir up guilt, but we press on wrapped in God's amazing grace. What is behind us is done. It is forgiven. It is all removed by God's enduring grace and mercy. And that's what motivates us to press on and not look back. We know the prize. And unlike the runner, we already know that we've won the prize because of Jesus. Imagine how confidently the runner forges on, knowing he has won. That's you and me. We can run full out with overwhelming joy and gratitude in our hearts for grace, for mercy, and for the gift of heaven because of Jesus. 2018, a new year. Maybe this is a year where you looked around at the stroke of midnight on a New Year's Eve and smiled as you thought of the wonderful year coming to a close. Perhaps you eagerly awaited the clock to strike so you could close the book on a challenging year. Yes, it's a new year. 2018, like every previous year and every year to come, will be a year of blessings and challenges. But more than anything, it will be a year where we can live each day full of joy and reflecting that joy in God's gift of grace in all we do. Happy New Year to each one of you. We pray. My dear Father in heaven, thank you for the past year, the blessings and the challenges. As I begin another year, remind me each day of your grace. May I reflect your love in all I do. In Jesus' name, amen. A question to consider. Think about a challenge or two from this past year. What evidence of God's blessings can you see in that challenge? How can this help you in the new year? Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go to wells.net. God bless your day.